What a momentous morning this is for one man and one family within the North East. Mark Allison, a.k.a. Run Geordie Run, has achieved something that a lot of people thought was impossible. He never stopped believing. He never thought this would never happen. 3,100 miles across North America, from California to Coney Island, and he's done it.
Mark Allison, Run Geordie Run, are you there?
Get in there!
Yeah! Come on! Get in! How are you feeling, mate?
I'm here. I've arrived safe and sound. Mission accomplished. There'll be £60,000 raised for St. Benedict's Hospice, who cared for my mum, and the Children's Foundation. It couldn't have ended any better. Absolutely brilliant.
How are you feeling? You sound on top of the world, Mark. How is the body and the mental state at the moment?
Mental state's really, really good. Really good. Body, I'll tell you, after 5 or 6 hours sleep. I've run 60 miles today. It's been a record-breaking day for me. 60 miles today, £60,000 raised. But I had a sprint finish. I sprinted right down the pier, right to the end, almost into the Atlantic. I just had to remind myself to stop before I dived in there. But what a relief that I haven't let the two charities down. And I've worked tirelessly, as have so many other people that I'll get round to thanking, to make this possible. And I'm just so pleased it's success for the two charities.
So, Mark, let us into the mind of your last couple of hours of running as you've been coming through Manhattan and going through Brooklyn to Coney Island.
Oh, I mean, Manhattan was brilliant. And then it got into Brooklyn, and the road just seemed so, so long. It was unbelievable. It's probably the longest road I feel like I've ever been on, and that's including 1,000 miles on Route 36 that I've just done. And I couldn't have done it without a band of Newcastle United supporters here, based in New York, who saw me safely through the streets and onto the pier. They've been brilliant. We've had such a good laugh. And the Geordie spirit is alive and kicking here in Coney Island, just the other side of New York.
Amazing.
We've got someone on the line might want to say something to you. Hi, Katie.
Hi there. Sorry, I've got a really sore throat. Congratulations. Well done. I was listening on the radio with everybody else, so I've tried to call. So we're really proud of you. Well done. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much. I can't wait to see you on Friday. Can't wait.
Katie, you must be one of the proudest wife in the North East at the moment, are you?
I am. I just can't believe all the support that's coming through. So, I mean, I've had messages and listening on the radio then. So, I mean, I listened with the rest of the North East and the rest of people listening around the world to him finishing, which was fantastic. So, brilliant. Well done.
How's Jack feeling? How's he looking?
I'm going to put him on. Jack is here.
Hello.
Are you mate? Are you all right?
Yeah, I've just sent you a tweet saying well done.
Oh, thanks very much. I'll get to read that in the next couple of hours because I don't think I'll be going to sleep. I gather there's thousands of messages waiting there for us to read, and I'll pick yours out first and have a look at that. So I'm just.
Are you not gonna have a celebration with Colin?
I might do. Even though he's a Sunderland supporter, I might do.
Oh,
Jack, how proud are you of your dad?
So pleased, as proud as he is.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Jack, he'll be home on Friday to play Xbox with you, won't he?
I've got all that weight to put back on. I've lost 5.5 stone.
Wow.
I need to work on putting all that back on, actually.
Just think about the food you can eat now, Mark. How brilliant is that?
And don't forget the Run Geordie Run ball on the 3rd of September is where we'll be able to drink jugs of sangria.
Oh, tremendous. And it's hosted by two people you may have heard of called Gary and Lisa.
I know.
It'll
be a pleasure to do so, my friend. Seriously, from everyone, the amount of tweets we've had in here at Real Radio, the messages of support on the Facebook, we're going to get them all printed off so you can get them and see them. Everybody has been behind you, my friend. Everybody is just willing you across that line. I know people that have been up since 2 o'clock this morning following your progress, and we are so, so proud of you.
And I'm so pleased we've done it within the 100 days. I mean, Pacific time, I've got 50 minutes to spare, so I crossed that line.
Yeah. Well, get back out running then and fill the time, you girl's blouse.
You're just fantastic. You are just fantastic, Mark, and you have done such a great job, and it's been a pleasure to be part of it with you.
Yes, what we're going to do now, we'll have to think of something new, eh?
Just enjoy yourself. Get back home, man, I tell you.
Listen, enjoy whatever you have planned for your next couple of days in New York, and have a safe trip back home to Katie and Jack.
Thank you.
Mark Allison.